Welcome to the weekly radio spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, century-old human rights abuses are now benefiting Washington, D.C. firms. The U.S. Congress is considering a controversial resolution recognizing as genocide the deaths of more than a million Armenians in 1915. To sink the resolution, the government of Turkey is spending more than $300,000 a month on public relations and lobbying consultants. Turkey's influencers include lobbying firm DLA Piper, where former House Majority Leader Dick Gephardt now works. Also on Turkey's side is the Livingston Group, a PR and lobbying firm set up by former Congressman Robert Livingston. Lastly, Turkey has retained public relations giant Hill & Knowlton. While the Armenian Genocide Resolution has passed the House Foreign Affairs Committee, several Democratic and Republican lawmakers have since withdrawn their support, perhaps due to so many lobbyists talking Turkey.
Don't say that Shell Corporation is part of the oil industry. According to Shell's president, they're in the mobility industry. He recently told a Michigan television station, quote, "We like to keep people on the move. We do bring fuels to the marketplace. Most of those fuels are today and will continue to be petroleum-based fuels. But we don't rule out biofuel," end quote. Shell's president was in Michigan on stop number 45 of a 50-city tour. He and other oil executives have been touring the country trying to explain high gas prices and record-setting oil company profits. Referring to the hurricane that devastated the U.S. Gulf Coast, Shell's president complained that there has been an, quote, "intolerant debate after Katrina," end quote, on energy issues.
Who would you trust for health advice? Tobacco industry consultants or a group funded by a company that makes medical equipment? Unfortunately, both are players in an ongoing attempt to determine when CAT scans should be used to screen for lung cancer. A nonprofit group recently complained that two key researchers working on a federally funded lung screening trial have conflicts of interest. One researcher was paid by the American Tobacco Company for court testimony, in which she called the use of low-dose CAT scans reckless. The other researcher was paid by Philip Morris for testimony in which he said CAT scans may, quote, "do more harm than good," end quote. But the nonprofit criticizing the researchers, the Lung Cancer Alliance, receives funding from General Electric. GE makes CAT scanners and would profit greatly if doctors routinely used the machines for lung cancer screening.
And there's more bad news for fake news. On October 18th, the Federal Communications Commission announced fines against television stations that aired programming sponsored by the federal government. The incidents involve Armstrong Williams, a conservative pundit paid by the U.S. Department of Education to promote the No Child Left Behind policy on his radio and TV shows. Armstrong Williams has his own PR firm, the Graham Williams Group, and worked with the major PR firm Ketchum on the Education Department contract. The FCC had launched its Armstrong Williams investigation more than 2 years ago. The agency cited Williams' PR firm for not disclosing the Education Department payments. The agency also fined two media companies, Sunshine Family Television and Sinclair Broadcast Group, whose stations had aired the Armstrong Williams shows without disclosure. Sunshine was fined $40,000 and Sinclair $36,000.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin', our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned that the Livingston Group is working for the Turkish government. The PR and lobbying firm's current and former clients also include Verizon, Raytheon, Morocco, and the private military company Khaki International. Lori Fitzpagato is a senior counselor at the Livingston Group. She's best known for promoting the first Gulf War on behalf of the Kuwaiti government when she worked at Hill & Knowlton. In 1990, Fitzpagato coached the Kuwaiti woman identified as Naira, who lied to the U.S. Congress about seeing Iraqi soldiers attack babies in incubators. Since the Turkish government is now threatening to send forces into northern Iraq, there are just two steps between possible future military operations against Iraq and the U.S. military's past attacks on the country.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.